Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Hurst. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Batting second. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas, who is chasing the ball. Tolleson reaches third base with a triple. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tolleson scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett takes first base on ball four. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gedman for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is hit by the pitch. Barrett moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Skinner for a passed ball. Barrett moves to third. Romero moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Tolleson takes first base on ball 4. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nichols hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle strikes out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Hurst covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gettman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Romero hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen bunts towards the right side of the infield. Barrett misplays the ball. That's an error on Barrett. Skinner moves to second. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Skinner moves to third. Guillen moves to second. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nichols hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice throws the ball into Barrett, who tags Nichols, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Skinner scores. Guillen scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to second. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to third. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Guillen. Evans scores. Rice moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk strikes out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hewlett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 2 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0 for 2 in the game. Gettman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gettman moves to second. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Romero hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker strikes out. One out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Tolleson strikes out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Nichols strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 3 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gettman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.